Welcome to Creative Disturbance.
Audio Labs.
This is in contact with the test one.
All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Leonardo Space Art, Science and Culture. All women crew, recorded in different pods on spaceship Earth. March to April 2020. Body or mind?
Daniela De Paulis, body or mind? This is a question that has been central to my artistic research for more than a decade. Especially using radio waves, I feel that for me this tool is an extension of my mind, my body as well. And in a contemporary culture, I feel that radio waves are indeed becoming an extension of human presence in space and human actions in space as well. So through these space probes that are traveling as we speak into the cosmos and space rovers that are exploring the surface of Mars as we speak, as well as the Hubble Space Telescopes and other telescopes out there, we manage to visualize the world outside of the Earth. And this world is becoming more and more realistic. So the images we receive from the Mars rovers, for example, picture this landscape in such a great detail that it really feels as if one could experience it in person. Yet these images represent a landscape, a smell, and nature that we might never be able to experience in person in our lifetime. I call this concept the dualism of contemporary cosmology, and it has been central to my project, especially Cogito in Space, where we materialize the brain activity, converting it into EEG signals, and we send these EEG signals into space in real time. So this is a very literal way to extend the human presence in space. And looking at these images from space probes, also especially the pale blue dot, for example, which is one of the images I treasure the most, I thought also about the concept of sublime as intended by the Romantics. So in the Romanticism, sublime implies a meeting of the subjective internal and the objective external. So between the emotional and the natural world. And through the sublime, we allow our emotions to overwhelm our rationality as we experience the wonder of nature. When confronted with images taken from outer space, our body dissociates, we lose the sense of scale, and our whole self has no spatial coordinates to compare its boundaries with the natural world anymore. So it is a confrontation that remains purely intellectual and abstract.
Celebrating women in art, astronautics, and astronomy.
My name is Kitsou Dubois. I am a French choreographer and a dance researcher. C'est avec mon corps en mouvement que je comprends le monde.
My way to understand the world is from my body in movement. In weightlessness, my body is providing me with new emotions, never felt before, new avenues that my mind is interpreting. Then, my mind is integrating those new body representations, refining them, complexifying them, and sending them back to my body for new kinetic information. And then, my body is integrating them and using them in contexts of terrestrial gravity or aquatic or aerial environments, which in turn, etc., etc. This interaction between body and mind, presence and absence of gravity, is giving birth to a poetic and emotional universe.
Un univers émotionnel et poétique va naître de cette interaction entre le corps et l'esprit, la présence et l'absence de gravité.
Celebrating women in art, astronautics and astronomy.
My name is Hélène Bénaïm-Drieux and the question is body of mind. Ce que cette question m'inspire concernant l'espace, c'est...
What this question is triggering for me in relation to space is a conquest. When one considers the conquest on Earth, the conquerors, on the one hand, we had adventurous and determined minds, but on the other hand, the body was a male body, showing strength, power, and tenacity. It was an ocean of warriors, of strong men. In space, the notion of conquest remains, but the body is disappearing. One must be light, agile, floating. But at the same time, it is a conquest which is much further away. I would say more adventurous than the terrestrial conquest. We are going into a fully unknown, something which is extremely hostile, as there is no water, no air, no animals, nothing to eat. Many questions arose for me.
Voilà, ça m'a questionné.
My name is Dalila Honorato, and I got... That's a hard one. Yep. So, body. If I have to choose between body or mind, I choose the body. I choose the body because only through body, or the impressions, or the memories of my body, I come close to the other. I learn through my body. Obviously, I wouldn't do anything without my mind. I guess life is so lonely if you just are stuck in your mind. A body can dance, a body can sing, a body can perform, a body can run, a body can sleep, a body can eat and taste and smell all the perfumes of the world. Oh gosh, yes. What is it that a body can't do?
1, 0, and lift off.
All women crew, recorded in different pods on Spaceship Earth.
Hello, my name is Michelle Hanlon. I'm a space lawyer. I'm the co-founder of For All Moonkind, the only organization in the world focused on protecting our cultural heritage in outer space. And I'm also the co-director of the Center for Air and Space Law at the University of Mississippi School of Law. I was asked the question, body or mind? And I think, hands down, it was not even a battle within me, mind. The mind is such a beautiful instrument. So much can be achieved using the mind. And as tragic as it would be to not have control of your body or to be able to hug or kiss or touch someone, although in these times of COVID-19 that seems impossible anyway. I think the mind is truly an instrument of incredible power. I cannot imagine not being able to read, to digest the words of the many people who came before us, to understand the minds, the works of colleagues. I can't imagine not being able to debate, to discuss, to achieve higher planes of understanding. I believe that, you know, wars can be fought with weapons, but truly the most impactful weapons, the instruments that actually will win wars are ideas. And so for me, with the body or the mind, there is no contest. Certainly the mind, the ideas, the innovation, the incredible beauty, the art, the music that can come out of our minds is just jaw-dropping. And as I look at my fellow humans, as I watch children, as I observe people, you know, the many acts of kindness come because of the way we think. And the way we think and what we do with our minds is what truly separates us from other species on this earth, and what I believe will also propel us into space in a unified and universal manner. So, body or mind, I say mind. Thank you.
My name is Neha Sittar, and the question is body or mind? I choose body because I think if we focus too much on mind, we really get trapped into one kind of corner. But a healthy body is very much necessary for us to achieve the full potential that we as human beings can achieve.
Des pastilles, ear, à sucer pour l'oreille, candy.